What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Three more days, and then it's all downhill from there. Winter's here. Get the sander ready. Get the snowblower ready. If you're living in a leafy suburb, then you got to find somebody to plow the driveway. Or will Santo be working the snowblower this
Definitely.
Winter?
He will? Yeah. Okay. Right. I think he'll be just a shovel guy.
Okay.
We don't have a massive.
Right, but he's going to have to get out there early if the snow comes
right.
overnight.
Right, he's going to have to get out and shovel for you Correct. And get your car all cleaned off and all that. He's going to do that
oh,
before
yeah.
you have
3
to
3 a.m.?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
All right. Good for
I
him.
Didn't marry a loser.
Wow. So
we are going to get to Courtney in today's news in about 15 minutes at 8:20. And then the weekly wrap-up with our guy Acrobatic at 8:45 this morning. May I offer briefly a little Odyssey app appreciation for a dude I met yesterday. I was on the Cape yesterday for a intimate Kane Brown performance.
Saw that.
Fantastic,
yeah,
by the way.
Looked great.
He's shredded, they say.
Yes, he is.
He's yoked now.
Yeah. And his wife, unbelievable voice, sang with him.
Oh, she's a singer too?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Awesome performance yesterday. But on my way back, stopped to grab myself a tin of Skol, and I ran into at the Gas and Go, Jim from Advanced Communication Technologies, who is an everyday listener of this program on the Odyssey app.
Oh, good morning, Jim.
So thank you. Good morning. Hello. Thank you, Jim. And if you're unable to listen to the show on the radio, you can always download the Odyssey app and listen to us at any time. Jim was getting into his vehicle and said, I'm about to listen to the show right now.
Wow.
So pretty cool.
Yeah.
Modern technology. All right, we were in the middle of They Said It. What's next, Shine?
Well, Greg, Tommy DeVito is officially a New England Patriot. They had practice yesterday, off today. But after practice yesterday, Tommy DeVito met with the media and talked about coming to Boston and being excited to be here. Here's Tommy Cutlets.
I'm sure all of you have probably met my agent at some point. If not, probably will. But he was like, TD, you're not going to believe it. I was like, well, he's like, you're coming to Boston. And he was ecstatic. You know, it was something that I had a feeling was going to happen, something I was hoping was going to happen, especially with where they were ranked in the claims order. So I was very excited to get here. I've had a lot of prior coaches who have been a part of this organization before, know a lot of the coaches and people in the business, so had a lot of good insight with that and was really ready to get here.
Got to get him over to Strega and Aria.
Yeah.
Stat.
Well, definitely get him. Definitely get him over to your mother's cutlets.
Yeah.
You got to get him there, my mother's cutlets.
What a weekend for him to be here, though.
Yes.
Do you think he heads over to the feast? Like, those are his people.
Yeah. Well, I think Sean definitely takes him to the feast.
They should put him in the white dress and dangle him from the wires.
Put the dollar bills on him.
Yeah.
He could come by my Jeffrey Glassman booth, and him and I could sign autographs.
Reach out to Sean.
Yeah. Come by there.
Anybody else notice that Wiggy's entire lead this morning was a plug for his autograph signing over the weekend? Did anybody notice that?
Sports adjacent.
It wasn't sports adjacent.
It was.
No.
Sunday
was
going to be.
Shameless. Your lead.
No, never.
Which is supposed to be, the lead is supposed to be what you think people might be talking about today at the water cooler.
People are definitely going to be talking about New Edition and me being in the city, getting their names, their street name, and then me being at the feast.
Your lead was a shameless plug for yet another autograph signing, which you were showing up to grab yourself some cash.
Greg, I guarantee you, just like Jackson's lead of seeing John Malkovich in the grocery store, people will be like, wow, New Edition is getting their own day, and Wiggy's at the feast? What is it, his cousins?
What's the appearance fee on something like this for you at the feast?
Good question.
Usually I'll take, like, you know, $250 and a chicken cutlet sub if it's in the feast, and I'll be happy with a Kool-Aid smile on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, listen, anything counts. My mother says if you can spend it, she'll take it.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter
would
what
it go as low as $1.50 if it were two chicken cutlets?
Yes, definitely. Two palms?
There's no way you're paying for any food that day.
No, I mean, I got to shout out all my peoples in the North End.
Johnny Bart,
to take care of me.
Do you have to provide your own 8x10s?
I told you, I always bring the 8x10s.
Those must get pricey buying them.
No, I Xerox them off in the coffee machine.
That's what LB used to do. He used to Xerox. He had one 8x10, and it got too expensive, and so he just Xeroxed them. He copied them.
Yeah, because if
you're giving somebody a black and white on paper autographed, it's not really the same thing, I don't think.
No, it's still my signature on it, Super Bowl. What do they call that? Moniker? Is that what it's called?
Yep.
So, I mean, it does. I'm with L. You know, definitely was with LB. It does get expensive going to Staples and trying to get it done.
All right, answer this question because it's come up a lot since they signed Tommy Cutlets. Is he better than Joe Milton? I mean, you had Joe Milton here. He is? Okay.
Yes. Tommy Cutlets has actually won a legitimate NFL game.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's got some in-game. So has Joe Milton.
Yeah. Not a game that actually counted.
He won you an NFL game.
No. Against the legitimate starting NFL roster.
The question is he better than Josh Dobbs?
Honestly, he might be. Waiting.
Yeah, that becomes the question.
Okay, what's next?
Next, former Patriot Chris Long was on his Green Lights podcast, and you'd be surprised to see exactly how high on the Patriots he is. He doesn't see any holes. Here is Chris Long.
Like, tell me where the holes are. Like, you need the guys up front to kind of take the next step. But you have the potential of being a really Mike Vrabel-y looking football team here. You know, if the offense can just maintain a high floor and run the football, the defense is going to be physical and rushing coverage are going to work hand in hand. I'm excited about the Patriots football team this year. That's why I say the escalator is going one way for them, and for the Dolphins, it's going the other way. I think the Patriots have a better chance to knock off a good football team than the Dolphins do. Dolphins might look, they might get more style points along the way, but when you play those teams that you have to muddy it up with because your roster is not where you want it to be at this stage in the build, I think the coach and I think the culture in New England and the defense, as we just talked about, can be something you lead with.
That's true.
Okay, Wiggy.
Imagine if you added Micah Parsons to that defense.
I know.
And you'd really be able to muddy it up.
I think it's, you know, I think the approach is, and I took this away from Billy O when I asked him, what did he want the identity of his Boston College football team? And he talked about a team that can run the football, smart, doesn't turn the football over. I feel like that's the same approach, Mike, because Mike Vrabel always talks about Billy O and what he means to him as a coach.
Yeah.
Where I feel like Mike Vrabel feels the same way. Let's run the football.
Yeah.
Let's play great defense.
We will get to ask him about identity on Tuesday when we are at Gillette Stadium. And he did, in his speech the other night at the Patriots premiere at Gillette Stadium, he did talk a lot about identity, but he said, didn't say what the identity of the football team was. He said, because they have players that sit at every table. He said, ask the guy who's sitting at your table what the identity of this team is, and he better be able to tell you. So we can ask him that on Tuesday morning. What's next, Shine?
Well, Greg, let's head over to the Boston Red Sox. They got a win yesterday against the Baltimore Orioles 3-2, in part thanks to Trevor Story's first inning home run. And Alex Cora spoke after the game of about Trevor Story and what he means to this team.
Just a good player playing elite baseball. We're very proud of him. You know, like, I think, you know, he last year he made a point of playing in September. If it was somebody else, he could have mailed it in, saying, you know what, I'm going to rehab. I'll be ready for next year. But he wanted to play. He wanted to be with the boys. He missed the game, you know. And I think all that work he put last year is paying off. Obviously, in the offseason, him, you know, everything he does for the team is amazing, but he prepares, man. He's a team. You know, he has a team around him, and a very special player. We're very happy for him.
What a difference a year makes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unbelievable turnaround when it comes to that player who we all wanted out of here, not only last year, but the year before that. This matchup tonight, bringing up your number one prospect.
Mm-hmm.
Bring up Peyton Tolley, and he goes up against Skeens. Tonight at Fenway Park is electric.
Mm-hmm. Especially because, if he can have a good outing.
Well, but that's what you've been telling everybody. You're the Boston Red Sox. You've been telling everybody the last 4 or 5 years it's all about the prospects.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got a chance to prove it, right?
Right.
Tonight?
Will they let him go? Like, how long do you think they let him go, innings-wise? It all depends on how he plays. I get that. But do you think they pull him even if he's playing pretty well?
No.
We've seen them do that in the past.
No, I think because I don't think he's on, like, a pitch count. You know what I mean? I don't know what their expectations are for him, let's say, in the postseason. So with, you know, guys like Crochet and Bayo and Giolito, you want to make sure you're not overworking them. Mm-hmm. With him, I think they're going to see, like, all right, if he's rolling, they'll let him roll.
It's going to be great tonight.
It's 22. It's crazy.
It really is.
Like, that's...
It's awesome.
But the fact that they can pick up some real good ground on Toronto over the weekend, because Toronto's playing Milwaukee, and Milwaukee's been playing lights-out baseball, this is a great opportunity. You're playing a Pittsburgh team that stinks.
That stinks. You got to sweep.
Yeah.
You could. I mean, this point, when it comes to the bad teams, because you're sitting there looking at the end of the schedule and the Blue Jays and the Tigers, like, you gotta, you gotta sweep your way. You gotta sweep up the trash,
right
here.
Right. And like, and the only focus that you really have in front of you is Toronto, right? That's who you should be eyeballing. And I know we talked to Breslow, and he said, "All right, we don't really look at the schedule. Come on. You must be looking at it from the front office approach. Maybe the players don't because they're in the moment, but at front office, you gotta say, all right, if we can sweep Pittsburgh and Toronto loses that series, now we're talking about a half game behind the Blue Jays, maybe a game, whatever it is. But the room you could make up right then and there is spectacular.
7:05 first pitch tonight, Courtney?
7:05.
Okay. On the Shaws and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and on the Odyssey app. I may even head over to the old ballpark tonight, Wiggy.
Wow.
Oh, really?
That'd be a beautiful night.
Well, didn't Shime say
Labor Day weekend, summer slipping away?
No drizzle. Find out what time the drizzle comes out.
No drizzle. No, Shime said
a little. There could be a little rain tonight.
Greg's going to be in a suite. It won't matter.
Yeah, it's true.
No, I like sitting out in the bleachers, actually, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely. Unless you're slinging glizzies.
I enjoy the game from the stands. I mean, the seats are tight, but the seats are like the, what's it, the Loge 15, third baseline?
Yeah, but tight.
You get free food up in the suite.
Right, but I get, you know, I'm in the action. I get to almost catch fly. The best seats in the house are the ones right next to the dugout.
Yeah.
I think those.
Well, you like to harass the players.
No, because it's you're on the Red Sox side.
Yeah,
so
you like to yell at them, too.
I like to just say, what's up, see if I can get foul balls. Baseball, I've said this before, other than basketball courtside, baseball is the best game to watch in person.
My guy is in town. Asked me to go to the game with
Who's
him
that?
Tonight. The most well-known defense attorney in the United States of America. Currently
AJ.
Currently here in town. Wanted to take in the game tonight.
Really?
So maybe we'll head over there.
Oh, then you're definitely going to be in a suite.
Talk a little strategy for the civil case.
It's very interesting.
Maybe tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, we'll get to Courtney in today's news. Right now, Courtney with what is trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
trending now, brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Sox take the final game in Baltimore 3-2, sweeping the Orioles on the road. Yesterday, Garrett Crochet went six innings, giving up two runs on six hits while striking out seven. Rob Refsnyder homered in his return, as did Trevor Story. Crochet talked about his outing during last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
I mean, yeah, you said it best. I felt like I was grinding. Not a lot of swing and miss today. Very aggressive to the heater, so I felt like we adjusted accordingly. Couple good swings on some cutters, but outside of that, I felt really good.
Don't let summer slip away. Hurry into the Nissan End of Summer Sales event to get your new ride. Visit your local store or NissanUSA.com today. The guys back home now to take on the Pirates. First pitch at 7:10 from Fenway. We've got Peyton Tolley making his debut on the mound for the Sox against Paul Skeens. Lenny DiNardo and Coop are on the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And in the NFL, the shocking news yesterday as Micah Parsons is headed to the Packers for two first-round picks and defensive tackle Kenny Clark. After the trade to Green Bay, he reportedly agreed to a four-year deal worth over $188 million with $136 million guaranteed. It's the most money ever given to a non-quarterback. And when it comes to football around here, Boston College has Fordham tomorrow at 2 p.m. I'll be at the Heights for that. The Minutemen from UMass have Temple at 3:30. Wiggy will be at that one. And yep, then, of course, we're all waiting for Monday night to see how Bill Belichick and UNC do against TCU, 8 p.m. kickoff. In wow. Chapel Hill.
What is your expectation when it comes to Bill's debut as the head coach at UNC, Wiggy?
I don't even know what to think because it's college football. So I don't know how he's going to coach in or react to guys, you know, maybe doing things that pros don't normally do. And then it's going to be, you're now these college players, they look at the sidelines to get the plays. It's, I cannot wait. How's he going to treat the officials in college? If they make a bad call.
They're deep dogs, right? In this one,
I think they're only 3-point dogs. I'll double check that.
Really?
Yeah, because wow. I think TCU is not like a great team, and they're starting the kid from the transfer from South Alabama, UNC. So I would say that this game is probably relatively. I'll tell you right now, matter of fact.
Well, Shime's looking at it.
Oh, is he?
Where's Nick Costos when we need him?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Bill and the Tar Heels are 3.5-point underdogs.
Okay. All right, well, let's go. That game will be broadcast on this radio station. Whew. On Monday.
It's a good get. There's a lot to love about driving a 2025 Subaru Outback. Buy the 2025 Outback with 0.9% financing for up to 36 months or lease for just $255 per month. Details and authorized Subaru retailers at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got the news.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A 57-year-old father in Shrewsbury was shot and killed after dropping off his child at school yesterday when he confronted a guy who was spray-painting graffiti on the bridge over Jordan Pond.
This is horrific.
Horrific.
I saw this. Everybody went live when they had the SWAT team out there looking for the dude.
Yes.
And this guy was just walking his son to school, I guess, trying to do the right thing and ask somebody to stop spray painting a bridge, like vandalism, and dude shot him and he died.
Yeah, the father got photos of the person who shot him before that happened, obviously, of him spray painting, had called 911 about him spray painting before the argument happened. Here's Worcester DA Joe Early on BC.
He saw a person on the bridge, apparently, with a can of spray paint, possibly tagging. He took a picture that started an altercation.
Mm. Terrible.
These psychos don't care about their own lives. They got no problem taking yours. They don't care.
So then you just don't say anything.
You just call 911 and just... Greg, because sometimes when you say something... And you run in, you never know these psychos out there.
You never know what somebody has on them.
You don't, and they don't care about their own life. If they don't care about their own life, they got no problem taking yours.
Well, I don't know about not caring. Like, this guy was spray painting a bridge, like graffiti. That wouldn't scream to me he doesn't care about his own life.
But what I'm saying is, when they're willing to shoot you because they're spray painting graffiti, then he don't care about his own life.
Yeah, but the guy when he first started,
You never know who that guy is all I'm saying. It's like you just, and that's my point is like there's stories like this all the time where these nut jobs, you blow the horn at them and then you get out of the car and the guy, you know, takes out a gun and kills you for no reason. So that's what I'm saying. If they're willing to kill you, they don't care about their own lives.
The Trump administration thinks Cell Station needs some help.
Oh.
During a Wednesday event unveiling the new Acela trains at South Station that do look very nice. U.S. Assistant Secretary of Transportation Stephen Bradbury, a Trump administration official, he suggested the federal government may take over the station, similar to the move with Union Station in D.C.
Okay.
Officials here aren't having it.
No, really?
No, they are not.
Oh, I'm sure that Maura Healey... is up in arms over this.
Yeah, I saw her on X last night. She had posted a few photos of like the new South Station, saying this is what the Trump administration thinks we need help with. But we can hear from Michelle Wu.
This is not a game of authoritarian monopoly. This is a government with laws and a constitution that clearly shows who is in control of what. South Station is not the property of the federal government, and there's no legal way for anything like that to happen.
What are you in control of, Madam Mayor? I mean, the mayor of Washington, D.C. did a press conference yesterday and was looking purely at statistics. And since the National Guard was there in Washington, D.C., the 20 days that the National Guard has been there, carjackings dropped by 87%.
All right.
And so if you have the opportunity, if you're not able to get the job done, it's not, you know, it's no offense to you. If you're unable to get the job done, why not utilize the National Guard and see if you can keep people safer.
Wilding out at South Station?
Have you driven by there?
It's a mess over at South Station. Their whole thing is that the station's owned by the MBTA, whereas Union Station is not. That is owned by the government. So that's why Maura Healey's saying they can't do it.
Yeah.
But they need help over there. South Station is...
Well, all the train stations, South Station and North Stations, for whatever reason, the bums like to congregate by the train station.
Here's a comment in the Twitch chat from Romney 2012 that says, yes, Greg, if you put the military on the streets, crime will go down. Every authoritarian country knows this. It's not an authoritarian country move. It is a way to get the streets to be safer for innocent people, like in the case of this dude in Shrewsbury.
Listen, I live right by North Station. Clean it up. Get them out of there. Do what you need to do. If that means you got to bring in more National Guard or whatever, and that's going to keep these, people that, whether they're on drugs or just out of their mind, get it cleaned up and keep people safe, then do that.
What is the negative in Maura Healey and Michelle Wu's mind?
The negative is Donald Trump. As soon as they hear his name, they disagree with everything. So,
and then it probably looks bad on them, like they can't take care of their own house.
They can't.
Well, look at Mass and
Cass. Have you seen Mass and Cass?
Oh, no, believe me.
It's a disaster.
Yeah.
There's people, people who actually purchased a home in the South End, spent a fortune on it, and they got somebody who's passed out on their front stoop.
Yeah.
Right.
That who knows what kind of threat that person might be. No idea.
But imagine having children in the South End and you're worried about needles.
Yeah, you better move quick. Yeah. That's zombie land over there.
Right. Yeah. But we got bike lanes, so that's good. They should have the criminals that work for the city of Boston protect the people against the criminals that are at South Station. There's occasionally somebody with a criminal record who's working for the city of Boston.
Oh.
They should get them to take care of things.
Yeah.
All right.
Massachusetts has unveiled the three finalists for the new state seal, flag, and motto.
Oh, yeah. We're getting rid of the old state seal.
Yep.
Which was a Native American, I think.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm watching the show currently on Twitch or on YouTube.
This one's my favorite, one that you're watching right now.
I see that. So, by the way, this show on Twitch every day is presented by Springer's Jewelers, and they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And right now, through the end of the month, it is the Page Estate Summer Sale at Springer's. So there's tons of pre-owned and vintage jewelry. Go see them. They listen to this show every day like you do. Why do you like this one? It's got the whale and the dove?
Yeah, the white dove is supposed to be for peace.
Okay.
It keeps the star, like the original. I like the colorway.
What's the whale all about? Are we known for whales around here?
I don't know. I have no clue. Okay.
Right. Mitch, go to the next one. The other two just didn't scream out to me, but they had over 1,100 entries.
It's like
this.
What is that? Like a robin on a branch?
What is that?
It's a bird.
I know, but
stink.
Is that like any special bird?
I want something that's Massachusetts,
right? And there's no artistic.
They should have put a mug of clam chowder on there or something.
That's the last one
with the sun.
Yeah.
They look like they were drawn by 5-year olds.
That one's giving New Hampshire. Lake Winnipesaukee
clams.
I mean,
are we just declaring surrender to other states that might want to invade us? Don't you want to have some sort of
afraid that another state is going to invade us?
Possible. I mean, don't you want to have a sort of not menacing, but kind of a veiled threat in your state logo? Come at us. We might come back at you.
Whales are scary.
Is this something they did the elementary schools in the city?
No,
have the kids submit it?
Should have got Sensei on one. I bet Sensei's listening right now. Sensei, if you're listening right now, he's the official courtroom sketch artist of the Greg Hill Show. I want your version of what our new state seal should be. They should have got Painted Dong Woman to do one.
Something.
She's working very hard right now. She doesn't have time.
What about the State House Golden Dome as a golden painted dong?
Yeah. That would be cool. Do you want to hear?
We just flip it right out there. We're like, we're Massachusetts.
Right. What about a Minuteman with a musket or something? Yeah. Get some juice there.
Do you want to hear the mottos?
Sure.
So the first one's in Latin. I'm not even going to try that. But the English translation is many voices, one commonwealth. That's nice. The second one is we honor all life guided by the first light. The third one is also in Latin, but the English translation is we rejoice in the public good.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Not my thing. Yeah. Are we going to get eventually to America choosing, shockingly, a new favorite condiment?
We sure are.
Because Labor Day weekend is here. That's coming up.
Yes, and I agree with them.
Oh, you do? Okay. You want to do that now? Or do, what's,
I well, can't wait on. To
what's,
hear
what's
it.
Next? We'll get to that before the end.
There are questions about a cover-up in the death of Jim Irsay back in May.
Oh.
Yeah, so it seems like the former Colts owner had relapsed before his death at the age of 65 and was using ketamine. Irsay was under the care of a private recovery doctor who prescribed him opioids and ketamine at two different times, reportedly giving him over 200 pills a session. That doctor signed Irsay's death certificate stating that the cause was cardiac arrest. No toxicology testing was done or an autopsy.
Yeah.
That's sad. Something to keep an eye on there.
He dealt with that his whole entire life.
Yeah.
Addiction.
Yep. Huh?
And the Colts are doing a lot now to like kick stigma because he was so open about his struggles. Texas Roadhouse in Walpole is investigating after a TikTok video showed staples baked inside the bread. Yeah.
And I love their rolls.
They're so
Texas
good.
Texas Roadhouse rolls?
Oh, you like their
What's
rolls?
What's the butter?
Oh, the cinnamon butter.
Yes.
Hands down, best rolls around. I mean, minus the staples.
Yeah.
I would have took the staples right out and went to town
but
on those.
But if the roll is good enough, like, you would eat a staple. Or two.
It might be a little tough, but I would have took the staples. Have you ever had Texas Roadhouse rolls?
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
I haven't been to a Texas Roadhouse in a long time.
They come out warm.
When I lived in Stowe, there was one in Leominster, as Courtney would say. But I haven't been there for a long
time. You know what we used to do, like, on Christmas and Thanksgiving when my wife, like, would make the holiday meals? We'd get the rolls from Texas Roadhouse.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
That's a pro move.
So what do they want, a bag of cash, these
people?
Well,
yeah, there's an investigation ongoing. Texas Roadhouse released a statement saying, we are aware of the situation and are actively investigating. The health department visited the store today, and their report states there are no signs of physical contamination in the restaurant, including the bread and kitchen areas. We take concerns like this very seriously, and our team has been in contact with the guests involved.
A lifetime of free rolls, you got me. Yep. You know? Sold me on that one.
Here is the audio of the TikTok user May Monet.
We all started eating. You know, nothing was wrong with the first batch. And then, boom, my sister. Until my sister. She's chewing her bread. You know, usually my mom, she cuts it up, puts the butter on. My sister's 6 years old, so obviously she's not doing that herself. And mid-bite, my sister's like, ow, like there's something hard in here. So my mom takes the bun to inspect it. We open the bun to find staples. Mm. We find staples, like, baked into the bread. Mm.
Mm-mm. My sister was like, ew, that's a staple, okay.
All right.
I mean, give them a year's worth of free bread and they'll be back.
Yeah,
I'll take a year's worth of it.
We've got some influencers in the news.
It's influencers in the news on the Greg Hill Show.
There's an Irish travel influencer. Travel influencing is on the rise. They recorded a post and posted a cannibal tribe for views. He's being accused of exploiting them. We can hear.
Wait. So this is one of those tribes that lives in the way that they would have lived hundreds of years ago, like prehistorically or whatever.
Correct.
And he found them in the wilderness. And they're cannibals?
Cannibals.
Mm. And the guy is going, he's putting his hand, I wouldn't put my hand near a cannibal's mouth.
I would not either.
It's like putting your hand near the rolls at Texas Roadhouse when Wiggy is eating.
Oh, yeah.
But he's exploiting them? They're cannibals.
Like, correct.
Who cares? But, they eat other people.
Yeah, it was deep in the jungle of Papua.
Uh-huh.
But the cannibal tribe had told him to leave them alone a few times. We can hear the audio from this TikTok video.
I think they're pointing bow and arrows at us, bro.
This is terrifying. They're huge bulls.
I've got an offering for them. Basically bargain our way and try and make them accept us. Put it in my hand?
Open it and then just put it in your hands a little bit.
Oh, God. Okay, he doesn't look like he likes that.
Careful.
He doesn't like it. All right, guys, let's move back, maybe.
We have to go out.
He's not into that.
Not really welcome. It's really dangerous.
I'm not going to lie. That is absolutely terrifying. Damn it, they're scary.
I'm sorry I'd take you here.
This is like the Eli Roth movie, The Green Inferno.
I don't know that movie.
Where like these college kids are like on, you know, an adventure, and they stumble into like this remote tribe that are cannibals, and then the cannibals just completely eat them.
Well, yeah, that's what they do. They're cannibals.
Yeah, so be careful.
What a jackass.
Right.
I mean, I don't care. The exploitation part, like, maybe they want the likes. Like,
right.
I don't know if they do. They have their own TikTok. The cannibal.
I don't
people?
Believe so. No.
So maybe they want. But to put yourself in that situation,
hell no.
It's very scary.
Also, do cannibals prefer America's new number one condiment on a hand or a leg when they're eating it?
I would.
Okay.
Yeah. So according to Quartz and Food Beast, America has a new favorite condiment. Ketchup is a thing of the past. Okay. In the rearview mirror. Any guess?
I can't believe this. By the way,
barbecue sauce.
Nope.
Ranch.
Nope. It is mayonnaise.
Thank you.
That's disgusting.
Thank you.
Top selling condiment in sales revenue and market value.
Ugh.
It's because it's in everything as well. It's a very diverse condiment. You can make aioli with it. You can put it on a sandwich.
Right.
You can dip your french fries. That's my personal favorite.
It's Labor Day weekend, so it can be in your potato salad.
Yep.
But this is cap, though.
Shine, please don't make any potato salad or anything to do with potatoes ever.
This is cap.
It's not
because
cap. Potato salad's
good. If you're saying mayonnaise is in stuff, then that's one thing. But I don't. Putting mayonnaise on a sandwich
delicious.
And dipping your fries in there is disgusting.
Oh, you cannot have a roast beef sandwich, roast beef sub with mayo,
that's
and then
disgusting.
A little bit of the oil and vinegar is heavenly.
But
so
you know
gross.
When you get a nice french fry and they give you the small mini ketchup and mayo on the side, yes. You get to dip into both? Oh, so good.
You guys will eat anything, huh?
So good.
I've been dipping fries in mayo before you were born.
Really?
Delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That is so gross.
Have you ever tried it?
Hell no.
I think you'd like it.
The only way I like mayonnaise is, like you said, when they mix it into something and make
an
some
aioli.
Type of... Yeah,
no.
Aioli.
This is a huge upset because ketchup has dominated the condiment field for years.
Yeah.
Like, this is huge.
Huge. Massive.
It's really?
Huge for me. Like, you know, when I get the Uber Eats sub sent to the wrong place, what's it got on it? Extra mayo.
Yep.
And extra butter.
It
don't
did not
that.
Have butter. Curtis made that up.
I don't think he did.
Nope. Nobody puts butter on a sub. That was the dumbest thing Curtis
but
has Greg,
ever how
said.
Many sandwiches?
He said a million dumb things, but that was the dumbest.
It was on the receipt.
How many sandwiches?
It was not on the receipt. Go back and look at it. What?
How many sandwiches, honestly, do you put mayonnaise on?
Turkey.
Ugh. Go ahead.
Chicken cutlet.
Oh,
chicken,
my God.
Oh, yeah. Courtney. Great take.
Yes.
Mayonnaise on a chicken
yes.
cutlet?
Yes.
With lettuce and tomato.
Oh, what so good.
Oh, my
so
God.
Good.
I have
so
no
good.
Clue what you two are talking about.
There's
the
a
only
lot.
Thing
how
you put
dare you ruin a chicken cutlet with mayonnaise?
Oh, it's
oh my
so good.
God. The
so
only thing
red.
I can see you put mayonnaise on is a cheeseburger.
No.
A lot of people do that, too. I will say it's very popular.
Mayonnaise on a
cheeseburger.
Chicken cutlet.
A lot of restaurants, if you get a chicken sandwich, it has a little mayo on it.
Oh, God.
What?
Yes.
Best way to prepare a good, legit grilled cheese sandwich is with a little mayo on the outside of the bread.
Never done
you
that.
Get, that's how
man,
you get
what
the
are we
crisp.
Doing here?
What are we? What is
see,
this?
I have
what,
no clue.
What did
what
I stumble
is it?
Into
another,
today?
It's another cooking tip from yours truly, Greg's Easy Grilled Cheese Sandwich.
Yum.
It's disgusting. You put a little mayo on the outside of the
bread. Is it a cooking tip to have three chins?
No. It's no different than putting butter on there
right.
when it comes to caloric intake, but it makes it crisps the sucker right up.
Wow, I'm going to try that next time. Yeah. Just a little, right? You don't need
yeah,
to.
No, yeah. Just a dabble, do you?
All right. I don't know what America's doing nowadays.
Losing their minds.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what they're doing is they finally went away from ketchup, which is disgusting. And went with the what should be our – that should be on our state seal.
Should.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah. Not the coach.
not the coach, no. He hasn't been seen for quite some time, Gerard.
He's
Mayo.
In
he's
witness
actually
protection.
On, he's on the milk carton.
Yeah.
Happy Friday.
Is that the news?
That's the news.
All right. That's the news. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
We will wrap the week up with Acrobatic and the weekly wrap-up.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It is almost weekly wrap-up time, and this one may warrant a mic drop. Acrobatic has deployed a timely and topical beat.
Yep.
If I could say that.
Sample.
Yes, but it's beats, Courtney. We call them beats.
Oh, okay, sorry.
In the community.
Yeah, you're right.
And so... It's really
straight fire.
We'll get to it momentarily, mm-hmm. but it's too good this week. Too good. I have right now a pair of passes to give away for the 2004 Red Sox Championship Cruise, which is happening on September 14th with Kevin Millar and teammates. So, if you are caller number 9 on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, 617-931-0937, then you will be there on September 14th. And there are tickets still available when you visit cityexperiences.com. But call now, and we got you covered. We're going to play Hill Notes back in about a half an hour, so you have plenty of time to leave a voice note on anything that we have discussed or have not discussed. And that includes Micah Parsons not going to the New England Patriots and the Red Sox calling up their number one pitching prospect for this evening at Fenway Park, and mayonnaise now officially being the number one condiment in the United States of America. Finally, a win for those of us who are mayophiles. But right now, without further ado, to wrap the week up in sports and here on the show, this is Acrobatic. I got a week.
like we do every week at this time. The Greg Hill Show on WEEI in association with the Boston Sports Apparel Company and Acrobatic bring to you. If you fired up, it's no fault of yours. We beat the Yanks 3-4, then swept Baltimore. Winners of 4 straight and now 7 of 8 on the road. The squad is moving towards beast mode. This could be the Sox year, but it's too early to call it. But for now, the bats are brolic and the pitching been solid. And you can't call this captain. Aroldis Chapman got us hype watching all this happen.
Let's go.
The team will go as far as Garrett Crochet go. Brian Bayo looking like baby Pedro. Hear no evil, see no evil. We even got Giolito. Gladly handing out a bunch of strike threes to people. Pardon your boy's bad scruples. But shout out Zidane Raviola on his game-winning quadruple. That's an inside joke. There's your warning, bro. It's just another wild segment of the morning show. But back to the flash. Tonight, it's a visit from Paul Skeens and the Pirates. And I almost forgot because I'm too blunted. Props to Trevor Story on home and number 200. Coach Belichick's debut as a college coach. According to my man Curtis, he is not the GOAT. Most of the team agrees, including Acro. He was a great coach, although he wasn't. Oh, his little lady filed for a trademark on the word gold digger just to get paid. Watch. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she is dating a rich old coach. We know Kanye lost it, bruh. He got nice beats, but he a clown trying to sell swastikas. At least he finally let Taylor Swift finish, and her engagement to Travis Kelce won't be diminished. Even though he's still corrupt, that's one ceremony that I bet Kanye don't interrupt. Yo, Pats, there's 8 receivers that y'all like. Coach Vrabel knows that it's only one ball, right? But I'ma stop being livid and watching, cause it look like Drake May got unlimited options. Who spit the fire from his mouth best? Axe bars are heavy like unwelcome guests on Southwest. Turn it up!
It is so good.
Yeah.
That's his best yet.
It's
Pen game is ridiculous.
They're all good.
Yeah, his pen game is ridiculous.
He's an old coach, Bill Belichick.
Take that actual line and make it
fantastic.
Yeah.
Man, he got everything in there.
Yeah,
so good.
Yeah, he's talented, man.
Texter says they would buy that if that banger were available for download.
I mean, I don't know why we don't have it available for download.
We should have it
on
Shime. You should have that available for download.
99 cents on the Apple Store.
I still want him to do one live,
right?
Like to spit rhymes live at a road show. So
I definitely
we're
think
make that happen.
We can make that happen.
The guy is just so talented.
Pen game is
so
crazy.
Good.
That is acrobatic.
The wordplay.
Unbelievable
everything.
Job. Unbelievable job this week. We will be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.